Hey, hey, this is the Grackle from Grackle and the Goose, two sisters trying to see every state park in the U.S. and encourage everyone to go out and adventure. Here's our news roundup. This past weekend was the 21st National Park Travelers Club Convention. This organization is for anyone who likes to visit national parks and anyone who likes to collect those cancellation stamps. This year, in the Southeast region, it focused on the Carl Sandburg Home, the Smoky Mountains, the Blue Ridge Parkway, Cowpens National Battlefield, and Kings Mountain National Military Park. This trip bought my personal parks total from 7 to 12. Membership is $10 for the first year and comes with access to the master database for trip planning, certificates to recognize your achievements, if you've done 100 parks, 200 parks, 300, even more. And it also has access to the community and forums. When most people think of parks, they might picture Yellowstone, Yosemite, and the Grand Canyon. There are 63 national parks of that sort of big parks type, but there are actually 425 units in the whole system. If you want to visit them all or visit most of them, this is the club to help you. Go to parkstamps.org to learn more. In Texas, the Palo Pinto Mountain State Park is opening. In a matter of months, Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation will break ground on the vertical construction of visitor facilities for the new Palo Pinto Mountain State Park, which is projected to open in 2024. Located 75 miles west of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Palo Pinto's almost 5,000 acres of rolling hills and stunning vistas will attract an estimated 75,000 visitors annually for hiking, biking, camping, horseback riding, fishing, and stargazing. Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation is still fundraising. Check them out if you'd like to support their efforts. Links in the show notes. Texas is also celebrating 100 years of state parks this year. In addition to the 100-year merch, there is a calendar of events. If you're headed to Texas this year, check out the link to the events in the show notes. Texas also has an app and an official state parks guide that you can download. If you're in New Jersey and into stargazing, there's a Star and Perseid, I think, meteor shower watch Saturday, August 12th at 7:30 p.m. So Saturday, August 12th, 7:30 p.m. Meet at the Wharton State Forest Battisto Visitor Center, where you will see the volunteer members of the West Jersey Astronomical... That's not right. Of the West Jersey Astronomical Society set up in the field adjacent to the parking lot with their telescopes. The public will be able to observe the night sky through the Society's telescopes. The Basto Visitor Center is located at 31 Basto Road, Hamilton, New Jersey. Clouds will cancel the watch. The event is free and open to the public. Walton State Forest is New Jersey's largest state forest. It encompasses approximately 125,000 acres covering parts of Atlantic, Burlington, and Camden counties, providing a variety of recreational activities, including hiking, biking, swimming, and horseback riding. You can find more information about Walton State Forest and other New Jersey state parks on their website, njparksandforests.org. Any fans of law enforcement? America's oldest federal law enforcement agency is the U.S. Marshals. The U.S. Marshals Museum has opened in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Tickets for kids are $8, adults are $13, seniors $11. Military or law are free with ID, veteran military or law tickets are only $10. The five galleries include a timeline of the agency and different Marshal work, the campfire, where stories and clips of Marshals' lives play, frontier Marshals from earlier colonial days in the Old West, and A Changing Nation, which focuses on the challenges of Marshal work. The last is Martin Marshals, Modern Marshals, yep, I got it. That's showing tactics and tech marshals use today to track and catch fugitives. If you go, tell us about it. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks continues doing the difficult work of protecting the public and making the tough calls for animals. Here's the story in Billings. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks game wardens euthanized a mountain lion in Lockwood Saturday, August 5th, due to public safety concerns. The adult male lion was in poor physical condition and expressing abnormal and potentially dangerous behaviors. Area residents had reported sightings of a mountain lion wandering a populated neighborhood in the middle of the day over the past week. On Saturday, a homeowner reported to the FWP that their dogs had treed a mountain lion on their property, likely when the mountain lion was attempting to kill the homeowner's chickens. Mountain lions are solitary, elusive animals that are typically most active at dawn and dusk. The bold behavior displayed by this mountain lion is abnormal. There are mountain lions near Billings and surrounding communities, but they typically avoid heavily populated areas. The mountain lion euthanized in Lockwood was very skinny and was likely in the neighborhood looking for easily accessible food sources, such as chickens. Many wildlife struggled to find food during the hot, dry conditions of late summer. Mountain lions can be found across most of Montana and eat primarily deer and elk. State policy prohibits the relocation and/or rehabilitation of mountain lions due to their territorial behavior. Historically, relocation efforts for mountain lions have failed. The removal of this mountain lion was the only option to protect the safety of area residents. If you encounter a mountain lion, do not approach it and do not run away, which could trigger a predatory response. Instead, make noise and try to appear larger with your arms or clothing. If you encounter a lion within city limits or near a residence, contact FWP in Montana or local law enforcement. Thanks to Montana FWP. I imagine these are tough calls to take, and I'm sure they come with backlash. If you'd like to learn more about Montana's mountain lion conservation, check out the show notes for the link. If you're in Vermont, consider spending some time and some dollars at parks and nearby businesses. They suffered closures and damage in the Great Vermont Flood of July 2023. Most parks look to be open again. Check out Vermont's website, their Facebook, or a park-specific page where they give timely updates of closures and recovery. Here's our Florida moment for this week, coming out of July 27, 2023. Investigator Mia Ruggiero, Scott Thompson, and Lieutenant Stuart Spode were on land patrol when they responded to a report of an unrestrained monkey. Investigator Thompson and Lieutenant Spode were first on the scene and confirmed the sighting of a marmoset monkey. Investigator Ruggiero arrived on scene, and the three of them worked together to capture the animal. At this time, an owner has not been identified, and the marmoset is being cared for at a licensed facility. Alrighty, that ends this episode. If you have a story, a news lead, correction, or an opinion, let us know and we might feature it on a future show. You can find us on our website, grackleandthegoose.com, or on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Stay safe, travel well, and have the audacity. Tschüss!